Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Afro Excursioner Podcast. I am your host, Lionel Harris. On this episode, I am taking you around Washington Park. I am not taking you there for the statues and the monuments like I had done on a previous episode. But on this one, I am taking you over there because I participated in the tulip bulb dig. Now, I'm not sure if my avid listeners are familiar with what the tulip bulb dig even is. A little backdrop. As you know, every year here in Albany, one of the big events is the Tulip Festival. And they had it again this past season, and they just had it, I think it was maybe 2 weekends ago now. I didn't go this year, and I know, you know, my wife and I have gone in previous years, but this year we didn't go, doing a lot of work around the house that day, and by the time I looked up, it was pretty late in the day, so figured, nah, not going to go at this point in the day. However, again, the Tulip Festival is super popular here, and one of the highlights, of course, is going to Washington Park. And they have numerous flower beds planted with all these beautiful tulips and other flowers. And when they have the festival, you get to walk through the park. And again, you get to see all the beautiful flower beds with the colorful tulips. Now, one of the things I had known that they had done, and they have been doing it for a number of years now, is after the Tulip Festival is over, maybe a week or two after that, they allow city residents to come and dig up the flower beds where the tulips were planted, and you could actually take the bulbs home. You could keep them. I had been seeing it, and I had been wondering about it, and I figured, I don't really know. But this year, I said, you know what? I'm going to go and check it out. I'm going to go on an excursion. So I go up over there, Washington Park, last Saturday to be exact. It was starting at 9 o'clock, and you had to converge over there at the Moses Fountain. You guys remember that episode? But started over there. So I get there around 8:30, maybe 8:45. And as I'm pulling up, I see this humongously long line. And I started having flashbacks. You know, I go to Saratoga Jazz Festival every year. And one of the things that I dread about going up there is when it's time to go, there's always a huge line that they make you wait behind. You feel like, you know, it's the equivalent to me of either the land rush. I don't know if you've ever seen the land rush where they opened up the prairie and people got in their covered wagons. Everybody raced to get a plot of land and they put down their stakes and started to build. That's what the Jazz Festival reminds me of every year. You go there and you wait on this line and you got these people behind this big gate and they eventually open a gate and people run and throw their tarps down and everything else to set up their tents and everything for the day. I was thinking the same thing when I rolled up for the Tulip Festival. Again, the line was super long and I figured, oh, all right, so let me park. So I park my car and I'm walking and I'm walking and I'm walking to get to the end of this line. Pretty long line. I'm online and I'm waiting and I get to, you know, talked to a few people that were also online, and there was a woman there who had been a veteran of coming to that event. And so she kindly was explaining how it works, and she said how the line goes relatively fast. Once you get up there, it's relatively quick. All right, you know, that's cool. So one of the things I read on the website talking about the event, it said you can bring something to dig with, but not a shovel, because based on how you have to dig up these bulbs, if you use a shovel, it could, you know, cut the stem and cut the bulb and therefore ruin it and, you know, ruin your chances of getting some good, decent bulbs. I have a pitchfork, but I forgot my pitchfork that morning. I was so excited. funny. I was so excited to go, I forgot my pitchfork. But, however, I did bring a pail, 5-gallon bucket pail. I brought my other digging utensils. So I figured, you know, if I don't have my pitchfork, I at least have my other digging utensils. So, you know, for the most part, I felt pretty confident that I had everything that I needed to participate in the event. Again, I'm waiting on the line and I'm talking with other people. And again, there were veterans there and there were newbies like myself there, all trying to figure out how this is going to work. Will there be enough bulbs when we get up there to the front? Will everything be picked over? Pleasantly surprised, I was not having to worry. That was an unnecessary worry. So what happened was when you got towards the front, there was a woman there from Cornell Cooperative Extension. I don't know if you guys are familiar with those guys. They do a lot of displays and they talk about greenery and shrubs and, you know, it's a co-op and they deal a lot with agricultural type topics. So there was a young lady there and she was explaining to us the process of digging up the bulbs and how to go about it and then how to transplant them back home when you get them home. Very interesting. It kind of reminded me of, you know, when you're on a flight and that airline person, I don't know if they're still called stewardess. Oh, my bad. The flight attendant is at the front and they're going through all those hand signals as they explain the whole process of the airbags and oxygen mask and all that stuff. That's what this woman reminded me of as she was trying to explain to us and show us how to dig properly and all this other good stuff. But it was good. It was very informative. So I made sure I paid attention because I'll tell you, when I'm on a flight, I don't like flying. So what I do is when that woman or gentleman, whoever it may be, that flight attendant person, they start going through the exercise of this is what happens, this is what you'll do. I am paying 100% attention to that. I really am. Because my thought is if something goes wrong on this stupid flight, I want to at least know what the hell I'm doing. And it was the same with watching this woman doing this tulip bulb exhibition, as I would call it. So after that, you get up to the front, and then there's this pop-up, and underneath the pop-up, there were some city workers, and they were selling bags, $10 a bag, and you can fill the bag up to 30 bulbs per bag if you want it. I got 2 bags worth. I figured, okay, I'm gonna go crazy up in here. After that, you get your bags, and then you just start walking around, and you start noticing the different flower beds that might appeal to you. They had some identifying markers right next to the bed, telling you which particular flower you were digging up. So that was useful and helpful. There were so many people. And again, I enjoyed the experience. It was definitely very different. I had to do my excursion, my Afro thing. I counted maybe 10 folks of color there out of a good, I don't know, man, the hour of time I went, there were probably close to, I definitely say almost close to 100 people there. And yeah, about 100 people easily. But anyway, I found my flower beds. I got down up in it. I had, like I said, brought my little digging utensils and I was digging on an angle like the woman instructed us to do. I got quite a few bulbs. I got a lot of bulbs to be exact. There were a few that I had broken in my dig process. I broke a few. And of course, you leave the broken ones there. But for the most part, I thought I did very well for a newbie, never doing that before. I did learn, though, as I was watching, you know, people had a sign, there were people coming with wagons and people had Walmart bags. And I could tell there were regulars there because they knew exactly what to bring and what to do. I will say this, if I were to go next year, and the hope is that I will go again next year, I learned the process. Now, will I do what I learned? I don't think I will, only because I saw people coming from another direction and they didn't pay to buy any bags. And they also didn't have to wait on that long ass line. They basically came from the other side and just walked right in and started digging. I didn't think that was too cool, but at the same time, listen, I wasn't touching it. They didn't affect me and my dig. So I just, you know, I let it go. But for next time, now I know. The only other thing too was some of the beds were so crowded and so full of people because everybody could see exactly what they were. It was close, meaning butts and faces. There was a guy with a pitchfork who was going kind of crazy. And, you know, he had some words with another person because they were getting kind of close with the pitchfork. And, you know, it got a little crazy. Sometimes, as you know, when people all get together, it doesn't always go 100% right. Something seems to always go a little sideways. And for the most part, the event was fun. It was good. I learned a lot. Would I do it again? Will I do it again? Lord willing, yes, I will. I enjoyed the experience. I had never done it. And I learned a lot. I got a lot of tulips and I just learned a lot about the whole process of doing that. And I would gladly do it again. When is when? When is when? Tulip Festival, digging up bulbs. I mean, you know, I would have never thought to do that. However, life is short, man. I keep telling you guys, I keep beating that over the, you know, keep beating that topic up about how short life is and how things change for us dramatically. And all the things we talk about doing, all the things we consider doing and we don't do them and we put them off, whatever. Just jump in. I just jumped in for that. Will it make a big difference at the end of the day? Of course not. But it was interesting. I learned a little bit. I got to meet new people, got to get out in the elements, get on the knees and dig in the dirt. I enjoyed that. So hopefully my podcast will continue to inspire you to want to do something on your own, will inspire you to get out there. Until next time, thank you.